letters this week, but we have three fabulous features for you. And we start with the fascinating look at a woman who has played a big part in Norwich and Norfolk's recent history. Tributes have been pouring in from across the world to the family of Hazel Chapman, who co-founded Lotus Cars, and it's prompted her family to reveal more about her very interesting life, as Tim Peters now explains.
It's one of the most famous brands in motorsport, but the secret behind the name Lotus is one which will forever remain a mystery. It comes following the death of Hazel Chapman, a co-founder of the British company. Mrs. Chapman's death draws to an end the generation that founded the Lotus mark 7 decades ago. And with her also goes the answer to why the name Lotus was chosen for the firm, as she and her late husband Colin Chapman had always vowed to keep its origins a secret. But her family paid tribute to her and explained how she became one of the major faces behind the British company. In 1927, Hazel Patricia Williams was born on May the 21st in North London to Vic and Annie Williams. She attended Queenswood School, Hatfield, but was evacuated briefly during the Second World War. She returned to London when her mother decided she'd be better off at home in spite of the risks. As a teenager, she helped her mother in her wool shop in Muswell Hill. At the age of 17, she attended her first dance at Hornsey Town Hall in North London. Here she met Mr. Chapman. Romance blossomed, despite initially not being welcomed by her parents, who moved house in an effort to discourage her suitor. Undaunted, Mr. Chapman frequently gave her lifts to her secretarial college while he was studying nearby at University College. It's said that he'd always try to break his record for the quickest time on the commute. Her parents allowed her and Mr. Chapman to build what became the first Lotus, the Mark I, in the garage behind their house in Alexandra Park Road, Muswell Hill. The rest, as they say, is history. The couple were married in October 1954 and moved to Monken Hadley, north of Barnet. The family said it was very much a Lotus occasion, with many of the guests being work-related, and the Team Lotus transporter, in the form of a converted Bedford bus, served as the wedding vehicle. As the firm expanded, Mrs. Chapman took a seat on the board of Lotus Cars, Team Lotus and Lotus Components, fulfilling many of the administrative demands of the flourishing business. A family spokesperson said that nowadays, invoices raised by Hazel Chapman can be a valuable element of the provenance of the historic records for an early Lotus. Hazel was a strong and astute businesswoman who stood no nonsense. She took on a matriarchal role within the organisation and prided herself on getting to know all of the Team Lotus racing drivers. When Lotus moved to Norfolk in 1966, she still managed to find the time to be involved with the management of Team Lotus. Widowed in 1982, Mrs. Chapman recognised that Lotus Cars needed new ownership to secure its future. Under the ever-watchful eye of long-time Lotus financial director and family consigliere Fred Bushell, the Lotus Cars managing director, Mike Kimberley, became Group Lotus chief executive to take care of the corporate side. Mrs. Chapman chose to retain Team Lotus as a Chapman family company. In 1994, the Chapman family relinquished control of Team Lotus, establishing a classic Team Lotus in the process, run by the Chapman's son, Clive, with Mrs. Chapman as a director. A proud grandmother of 7, she died at home on December the 13th, aged 94.
Thank you, Tim. What a fascinating story.